There's been no shortage of people mourning the killing of James Foley by Islamic State militants. President Obama interrupts his Martha's Vineyard vacation today to recall Foley, who disappeared 2 years ago in Syria, and to condemn his killers.
And people like this ultimately fail. They fail because the future is won by those who build and not destroy. And the world is shaped by people like Jim Foley and the overwhelming majority of humanity who are appalled by those who killed him.
NHPR's Emily Corwin reports there was an outpouring of grief today in Rochester, where Foley grew up.
Even people here in Rochester who don't know Jim or his family personally have followed his career. They ached when he was captured in Libya in 2011 and celebrated when he returned safely months later. They ached and held vigils with Foley's family when he was captured by Islamist militants again in November 2012, this time while reporting in Syria. When the news of Foley's execution first broke, Foley's family asked for privacy. But his parents, Diane and John, ultimately addressed the press outside their home.
We just kept thinking that somehow we're getting closer, we know he's alive, we just ran out of time. He ran out of time.
175 people showed up for Mass Wednesday morning at Our Lady of the Holy Rosary, where the Foley family are parishioners. Father Paul Gauss says he's been trying to help the Foleys and other church members make sense of something truly senseless.
You know, I know I've said to people, I know that this has international ramifications, but this, for us, this is personal.
Down the road from the church in the center of Rochester, Sherry McSheehy is sticking letters onto a display in front of her store.
It says our hearts and prayers are with the Foley family.
McSheehy doesn't know the Foleys personally, but has worked in Rochester for 35 years. Like others in town, she's proud of Jim Foley's willingness to report from the world's most dangerous places.
As much, I was just talking with a customer, as much as we would love to just take our children and lock them in their bedrooms and never let them go anywhere, this was what his mission was in life, to report what was going on.
Can you come in this school?
Children were playing and laughing at the Rochester Child Care Center. U.S. Senator Jean Shaheen had planned a campaign stop here, complete with cheerful photo ops. But before that happened, media were escorted to an empty preschool classroom. Here, Shaheen told reporters she considers Foley's beheading an act of terrorism against the United States, and she praised the man's courage.
James Foley was an amazing journalist. He went into conflict areas at his own risk to report the story, and it is a heinous and barbaric crime that ISIS has committed against him.
Funeral arrangements for Jim Foley have not yet been made. For NHPR News, I'm Emily Corwin.